Morning breaks in the city of Gear Hollow as a Devilkin Tinkerer awakes at an inn. She finds her new friends, an orc barbarian and a reborn goblin, already awake.
Hey, Shad, Dorlin. Up already?
Oh, hey, Suspira. Dorlin was awake before I was.
I never went to sleep.
After all the gambling carousing last night? That's hardcore.
No, I mean, I can't sleep. At all. Physically, can't. I just kind of stand there and remember things. But at least I had Jesus to keep me company.
You remember things? Like what?
I think they're past lifetimes or something. All the goblin body parts that were stitched together to make me. Sometimes I remember bits and pieces of their lives. Like that adventurer last night. Or the gambler. And then I start acting like them.
Oh, is that what was going on?
So what did you remember while the rest of us were asleep?
There must have been a goblin who was a nature druid, because I summoned some beetles. I could see through their eyes, so I sent them exploring into the room.
Say that last part again?
Into the room the rugged had rented for the night. Herman, their bare beast skin, he spotted us. Spotted the beetles, I mean. I think he's afraid of bugs because he tried to squash them with their rogue Folsen.
So Folsen did make their way back to their room last night. Ugh.
Guess they couldn't handle me. Or, you know, Herman.
Ugh.
ETW presents The Motley Crew, Book 1, Founder's Day, Episode 3, The Rugged. Soon, the three and their construct companion observe the mercenary group packing up to depart the inn.
There they are. Wow. The rogue really does look beaten up.
They got my handiwork all over them.
Well, let's try not to make it obvious that we're...
Boss, those concerned citizens from last night.
Observing them.
One second. Listen, all of you. I do appreciate the good times we had last night, but I'm gonna give you some advice.
Always bet two when playing Jumpstone.
Stay out of our business if you know what's good for you.
Speaking of good for us, breakfast is being served, so let's go indulge in that while you rugged types are on your way to do...
Whatever it is, that's none of our business.
Exactly.
Huh. Smart people. Alright, rugged. Let's be on our way.
So, breakfast?
Breakfast and hangover potion. I'm due back at my job at the workshop pretty soon. Right, Jesus?
They're gonna do so much crime.
Wait, what do you mean?
The rugged. My beetle spied on them. They were making plans. Remember the stuff they were talking about last night? When they took control of the war machines, they meant it as a distraction.
From what?
A museum heist. I think they're planning it for after dark.
So maybe if we get ahead of them during the day, we'd be in the position to shut it down?
Oh, I wasn't suggesting we get involved.
Stopping a museum heist sounds like a glorious adventure!
They're pros, though. What kind of experience do we have?
I've got years of experience as an adventurer. Okay, months, but I do have years of experience as an arena fighter.
And I spent some time as an adventurer myself.
See? We're pros! And you can shoot things out of your eye.
Well, yes, but...
We can strategize over breakfast.
I'm not sure this is a good idea.
Breakfast is always a good idea! Come on!
To be continued. You've been listening to The Motley Crew, a fantasy adventure series from Akadeka Gonagon Theater Works.
This was Episode 3, written by David Ellis and based on characters created by Paul Hill, Brett Brown, and David Ellis. Produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Spectacular Sound Productions. David Ellis was narrator. The Mocha Wizard was Zaspira Lecria and Folsen. Charlie Niemeyer was Dorlin. Cambry Varner was Shad Skullbutt. Tim Price was Hawkins. All other parts played by the cast of the Akadekagonagon Theater Works. Spread the word. You can contact us at atwinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Darling, you gonna eat anything?
I haven't been hungry since I woke up. Like this, I mean.
What you writing?
I'm trying to see how much I remember from those past lives. Like that one spell from earlier.
Oh yeah, you can cast spells. Do that one.
The druid spell? I'll need more spell components to cast that one again. Like leaves, pepper flakes...
Okay, so Tavern Keep, I'd like a chunk of bread, cups of watered-down wine, you know, the Breakfast of Champions...
Crushed beetle parts...
Crushed beetle parts, and maybe a side of... Did I just say beetle parts? What?